when a child enters the foster care system in Maine, the goal is to reunite them with their parents. Less than half of kids ever are. Even when reunification is successful, the temporary separation can be traumatic. One family in Old Town recently tried a unique arrangement to avoid that trauma. A woman agreed to foster an entire family, parents included. Patty White has the story.
I know, right? Say, Grandma. Show her. Grandma.
For more than three decades, Beth Hoxie of Old Town, along with her husband, who has since passed away, has been raising kids, three of her own, eight who are adopted, and 150 foster children. At age 71, Hoxie now has more than three dozen grandchildren. Nine-month-old Landon is one of them. Hoxie steps away from the homemade applesauce she's stirring on the kitchen stove to play with Landon. He's been living with her for nearly 6 months, and so have his parents.
I'm Robert Seely.
Bonnie Seely.
Rob is one of the 150 foster kids who lived under Hoxie's roof. He was just a toddler when he and his brother came to live with her. It was only for a few months, but their relationship continued for years. They'd frequently stay at Hoxie's house on weekends and during summers. Now 35, Rob still calls her Mom Bet.
With Mom Bet and her husband Joe, I don't think I've ever felt more of having a family life than I was here.
Rob's life has been turbulent. As a child, his mother married and divorced several times. He has a history of substance use. He started with pain medication, then moved to heroin, cocaine, and meth. He got arrested for making meth in early 2016.
To be honest, I'm glad I got caught.
By this point, Rob and Bonnie had been together and using drugs for several years. Rob's arrest and the news around this time that Bonnie was pregnant became the impetus for them to stop. But their history put them on the radar of the Department of Health and Human Services, and there was a possibility that Landon would be taken into state custody.
It is scary, you know, because you don't know if something's going to happen, if they're going to take your son, and you're not going to get him back.
Soon after Landon was born, Rob served a three-month jail sentence. Once he was released, Rob was only allowed to see his son once a week for 2 hours. He didn't have a place to live, so Rob asked Hoxie if he could stay at her house.
It's just a safe place, you know. I knew that there wasn't drugs around and to need a stable place that I knew someone would care.
Hoxie took Rob in, but the separation from Landon was painful for everybody, says Bonnie.
That was really hard. He's my baby, and I wanted him to be a part of, I wanted him to be with his father, too. We got married for that reason. We wanted to have our family together.
Hoxie also wanted to see the family together.
I'd always thought, you know, when I was doing foster care, that if families could stay together, they'd be much more successful. And I've seen the damage, quite honestly, of what happens when kids are disrupted from their families. And for a newborn to have that happen, I mean, they naturally attach to the person that caretakes for them 24/7.
She offered to take in the whole family and worked with DHHS to devise a safety plan where Rob and Bonnie would have 24/7 supervision. Hoxie still works. She's the director of Adoptive and Foster Families of Maine, so her adult daughter who lives at home would supervise the couple during the day. Hoxie would supervise on evenings and weekends. Bonnie and Landon officially moved in April. It was an adjustment, says Bonnie.
We couldn't be alone with him at all because they were afraid of relapse. And I understand that, but at first it kind of made me really upset because being a parent, it's hard to have someone say, you can't have your son all the time.
It was clear from the beginning, says Hoxie, that Rob and Bonnie were competent taking care of Landon, but they had other issues to work out.
I mean, it wasn't always perfect. There were times when we wondered, are they really going to be successful? Not because of substance abuse, but they needed lots of counseling between the two of them.
Rob and Bonnie do go to counseling for trauma and substance use, as required by DHHS. They also take optional parenting classes. Hoxie and her daughter coach and encourage them at home. Rob says even doing typical family things have helped, like going apple picking with other members of Hoxie's family and sitting down to Sunday dinners.
It's a structural family, you know. It's an actual family life. You know, when you've had a rough life, to have someone that cares about you so much and help you through everything that you need and the support, and it changes. It changes a person, you know, to know that someone could love you so much after you've done so wrong.
Landon is not Rob's first child. He has 9 others from previous relationships. He says drugs have kept him out of their lives. But this arrangement with Hoxie is a chance to be a different kind of father to Landon.
Daddy got you. Daddy got you.
By mid-September, the family has lived with Hoxie for 5 months. Rob and Bonnie have gradually earned unsupervised time with Landon. First hours, then days, then overnights. They're anxious to be free of supervision altogether, but they have to wait for permission from DHHS. During lunch one day, the phone rings and Hoxie picks it up. A couple minutes later, she pokes her head into the dining room.
It's lifted.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Landon, we did it.
DHHS has lifted their supervision. Rob lowers his head down to Landon's and cradles it between his hands.
We did it.
As soon as they find housing, Rob and Bonnie can move out on their own. On average in Maine, it takes a little more than a year for a family involved in foster care to reunify and leave the system. Rob and Bonnie were able to do it in less than half that time.
Without Mom being our support and her being here for us, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't be this good off.
A spokeswoman for DHHS says the arrangement with Rob, Bonnie, and Bette Hoxie was unique, and there are no plans to grow the model. But Hoxie thinks it could be replicated and that other families would benefit.
And I don't think it's easy, and I don't think it's 100% that it's going to work. But I think that for those families that are willing to give it a try, I wish there was more of an incentive within the department to make it happen.
As much as Rob and Bonnie have accomplished in the past several months, Rob says he knows there are challenges ahead.
We have a challenge to prove to the world that we can do this and that we're never going to relapse and see where life takes us.
Wherever that is, Rob and Bonnie plan to live near Hoxie so she can be a regular part of their life. Landon needs his grandma, they say, and they need her too. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.